Guys, what is up? Okay, so I thought it was supposed to rain, and then it ended up just being kind of just too hot. It's humid. I don't like it. I need 70-degree weather and sun. Now, it is supposed to rain tomorrow. I don't know how much. I don't know when. I'm gonna figure that out. But know that I am pushing it and I am killing it. Okay, so I'm gonna share with y'all my workout that I made during nap time because why not make a workout during nap time? So I have researched and I need to research this a little bit more. Now, I'm not a personal trainer. I train. I like did the test and then failed. But by no means do I have the money to retake it. And so we just look on TikTok, ask my personal trainer friends, ask the people at the gym, and come up with things. Now, tomorrow I'm gonna come up with like another workout because I love doing this and it was a killer. So I did squats with shoulder press with like 5 pound weights because I went this morning and did shoulders. Did I do shoulders? I can't remember exactly what I did, but so I did 12 reps, 10 reps, 8 reps, and 6 on those. So I did a squat and then I pressed those shoulders up. Then I did 12 reps and 10 reps of a sumo squat, which is just like your feet, like kind of like spread apart more with a kettlebell swing. And I did a 15-pound kettlebell. And those had me dead. Like if I had to do another round of those, I would die. Like I'm already like, but I'm so hyped at the same time, so it's fine. And then I did a deadlift, 12 and 10 rep with a side lunge. So I did 12 reps. Actually, I did 12 reps on one leg and 12 reps on the other. Because for some reason I forgot I had 2 legs when I wrote this. Then I did upright row with high knee. I did 12, 10, 8, 6 reps. So 22, 30, I did 36 of those. Those were killer. Then I did 36 because I did 12 reps, then 10, then 8, then 6. That's like my little, what I've been following. I don't know if it's right or not, but then I did bicep curl to an Arnold press. Now, in between each of these, like the squat shoulder press and the sumo squat and the kettlebell, I literally probably rest between those two maybe 7 seconds, not even. And then, like, I would take like a 20 to 30 between the sumo squat and the kettlebell swing. Then I did like a 5 second between the deadlift and the rows and the high that part, and then like 20 seconds from that. But then I did, after the bicep curl to the Arnold press, I did, so this one was a little weird. I did hip thrust with a chest press. So, like, I ended up doing, I think, like 12, 10, 12 on the chest press. And then I just did 12, 10 on the hip thrust. So, I didn't, that really wasn't like a compound movement, but it's fine. And then I did 12, 10, 8, 6 on lateral side to lateral to side raise. So, like, and then side to side. And then I did push up to kick back. So I did 40 push ups because I did each, like, kick back, 20 kick backs each. But then, so if that wasn't enough for you, I jogged in place for 30 seconds and then did a tricep extension for 30 seconds. No rest. Literally, like, once I jogged in place for 30 seconds, I would hit my timer, tricep, and then I didn't rest in between that. I would just kept going. I repeated that for 5 times. And then I did 10. So I've seen where you hold the bar and, like, it's like a cleaning where you just, like, put it up, like, near your chest. And I did, like, 10 those. Once you get it to your chest, you like push it up. It's kind of like a shoulder press type thing. And then I did 10 of those where I like held it at the top. And then I did 10 squats with the bar. I think I ended up doing the dumbbells with those, and then 10 deadlifts with, I think I did the bar and the dumbbells. So I did that. So I broke it down into 25 and 25 because it was 50 altogether. And then I did 12, 10, 8 sets of bicep curls to hammer curls. And then I just did like 12, I did like 20 reps of a kettlebell like shoulder press. I'm dead. And it was so like, I'm on a high right now. I drank all my pre-workout. It got me through my workout. It wasn't like, but I am gonna try and do like a stronger pre-workout, I think, just because I need it to like keep going. Oh, they're doing outside. No, I could not do outside workouts right now. And honestly, okay, so this is probably not gonna interest anyone, but if you are on Gym Talk, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, the gym side of TikTok, then you know everyone is almost doing 75 hard, and it keeps showing up on my For You page. It just keeps showing up. So, I'm kind of for the month of July, because I know that's just 30 days. There's 30 days. Wait, no, there's 31. 31 days? 30? I don't know. There's either 30 or 31 days. Let me look, because I need to slow down anyways, and I need to eat my rice cakes. So in the month of June, yeah. So in July, there's 31. There's 30 days in. 30 days in June. That's where I mess up. So there's 31 days in July. Now I don't want to do like 75. Like maybe if like on day 31 I'm still going strong, I'll continue. 'Cause then that's like 40, that's a whole nother month in like 10 days. If you know, and maybe I'll keep going. So, what I'm thinking, and I'm doing this the day before July 1st, I am thinking about this and thinking, okay, do I want to do this? Now, tomorrow, like it, and I might just do like two workouts and not have one outside. Because two workouts is mentally draining. Like, making sure that, like, I went to the gym today, like, I almost just went home. I will be honest with you. I almost went home. I had this workout and I was really excited to try it, but I got off work later than I thought and it messed me up. Like, it messed me up. I was mad. I wasn't mad at anything work related, even though it seemed like I was because I let that like drive. But I was mad because I was like, I may not make it to the gym. I'm a failure. That's what I thought. So then instead of saying like I'm a failure, I just blamed it on the fact that I didn't leave work in time so I could come to the gym. But then while I was doing my workout, I realized that the only reason why I was mad because of what happened at work is because I had in my head that I was gonna go to the gym at 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock and it was gonna be a perfect time and then I was gonna get home by at least 4:30, 4:45. I had it planned and I was like an hour and a half late. Really, I'm like an hour, but y'all get the gist. Y'all understand, I hope. Because I was like, and I vented about like me being mad about work, and I wasn't mad. I really wasn't. I got more out. Like, I got like 30 more minutes. That I should be thankful. But no, I made it seem like I was so mad. But I wasn't mad at work, if that makes any bit of sense. So, but doing like an outside workout, like for that second or first workout, I just don't, because of my time schedule, and I love going to the gym. I'm gonna have to work with it, so I might not do like outside. So we might do 75 hard, but a very modified version until like the fall. Because like in the fall it rains, I can do a workout then. But we're in the summer months, which most of the time, like, it's not gonna rain all day. If it does, it's just rain and I can work out. So I'm gonna like kind of think on it. In the morning, I might just freaking do it. That would mean a gallon of water, two workouts, which I work out an hour a piece. Today, I kind of just did 52 minutes because, which on 75 hard, it's 45 minutes each. So, I mean, I did it. I did that. I haven't drank a gallon of water, because, like, the last 2 days, I've been back at work, so I have to figure out what I'm gonna, like, I need just, like, to drink my water in the morning, like, drink maybe, like, water when I wake up while I'm getting ready, and then like water on the way to the gym, throughout the gym, and then get a water for work, and then a water for the afternoon. That would be like ideal. So I'm still figuring out the gallon water part. But the two workouts, even if it was a like at home workout, I could do it. So 75 hard is gallon water, two workouts, 45 minutes each. One has to be outside, but you know, we're gonna modify if need and not do a workout outside if I at that moment when I can work out, it's storming. But we're gonna get two workouts in no matter what. We'll probably do an hour just because, like, I'm a maniac. I'm following a diet, as y'all know, which on Saturday, no, Friday, I will probably just, you know, he'll probably ask because I'm gonna go get, I will probably go Friday and get a new pre-workout. And possibly BCAAs. I don't know. It depends on what the paycheck's looking like. We might just get BCAAs and I can mix my fruit punch with it and be good to go. And then I can just go get pre-workout when I go work out. Because that's really all I needed. And I can start trying like different ones. That's probably what I'll do. But he helped me with the diet, so we're gonna stick with that. And then progress pick every day. We can do that. I don't do that. I mean, I did a couple, you know, like if I do videos, like that's what I like consider like progress, you know. And then 10 minutes of like a self-help nonfiction, whatever. I might listen to podcasts. I might just listen to podcasts on that one. Do my podcast in the morning on the way to work. Well, or like do my podcast right when I wake up, and then listen to a podcast, or no, listen to a podcast on the way to working out, and then do my podcast after working out on the way to work. See, my brain is not calculating things correctly. So the only thing that would probably be hard for me to do for the 75-day hard is in reading. I can read. I can find something to read if I really need to read. But the hard part is working out outside, because unless I do my walk like during the weekends, it's not hard. Or like my on-call day, because I can find pockets of time where it's not raining and where it's not, too bad, and I can go walk. And I'll walk for about an hour. So those days it wouldn't be hard, but for the days that I work, going to the gym is just easy. And then doing an at-home workout, is kind of easy. So that's kind of probably going to be the hardest part. Drinking a gallon of water, if I start right when I wake up, I drank a gallon 2 days in a row, and I was very proud of that because usually I don't. But close all three rings? Yes! So I closed all three rings. Go me. Yesterday I did not. Yesterday was one of those days where I was just exhausted. I had woken up. Stupid me, woke up at 4:30 my day. I think if you listened to that podcast, you knew. And I just demolished myself. I don't even know. There's no reason why I did that. I should not do that. Because number one, that's not, which at the time I was trying to do something and it was not, I didn't even do what I was trying to accomplish. So it was kind of just why? Today I've done half of what I did. I don't know how I'm trying to explain this, but if I had done what I did today, Monday, I would have been so far ahead of myself at that time. And so I'm learning just as I'm doing this podcast. I'm learning, okay, so if I, tomorrow, I did full body just then. It was kind of like a HIIT weight, whatever you want to call that workout. But, instead of doing, shoulder presses tomorrow, I'm gonna find a workout that doesn't really do shoulder presses or, do, find different things. Because also, me trying to go to bed at 8 is not something that I have 3% on my Apple Watch. I cannot fall asleep until 9:30. So me trying to go to bed at 8, I always wake up at 3, so there's no point. As long as I'm in the bed by 8, I can fall asleep by 9:30, and then I get my 8 hours and I'm good because I wake up at 5:30. So that is more attainable. And I'm learning that you have to do what you can and not stress over, oh my gosh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Right now, my Apple Watch is gonna die by the time I get up to charge it. Now, is this 100% what I've burned? Probably not. I think it would probably be 100 to 200 calories off. And then when like I don't wear it, that's about 50. So like I probably burn 300 more calories than my Apple Watch said in a day. 300 to 400 possibly. Just because I do weights. And when you do weight training, you burn more calories apparently throughout the day. If someone can like rebuttal that and tell me you're wrong, then tell me. Come on. I hate when people are like so eager to go. Go. What are you waiting on? You got two people right here. I'm so confused, guys. I also had road rage. I'm not proud of it, but you know, everyone has their battles that they have to choose. But so like that's if I'm wrong, please tell me. I'll probably look it up. But I think you do burn more calories when you do weight training. And then there's like studies that say if you do cardio after you burn more calories, or maybe it's you do cardio and then you do weight training, and if you do cardio first, then you burn more through weight training or something. I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Hello, what can I answer for you?
Can I get a Trenta cup of ice water with extra ice?
Anything else?
And then can I just get like a Trenta cup of ice?
A shrimp to cup ice?
Yeah. And you did get the cup of ice water with a Trenta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. See, like on the screen it said venti. But I'm not gonna be mad. I'm gonna put my fruit punch. Also need to clean out my car, guys. It's very messy. But when I get gas the next time, or I might just put like a garbage can in my car and just start putting everything, and then at the end of the week, like when it's actually full, I can. And I might just get a garbage bag and put everything in it, and then at the end of the week, like take it out. I don't really think I need like a garbage can. As long as I have a garbage bag, I should be okay. But yeah, so I think weights before cardio or cardio before weights burns more calories. There's all these studies. I'm gonna do like research on CrossFit tonight because I kind of want to do like a CrossFit workout, but I'm such a beginner. Like with the bar, I'm such a beginner. Like even with the clean and jerk, I had to look up how to properly do it. If you don't know why I'm so obsessed with like wanting to learn CrossFit, if you don't follow Simply Manders, like my two absolute favorite YouTubers are Simply Manders and Sarah Stay. And they're two totally different people. They do two totally different workouts. And it is crazy. Like, Sarah Stay does all kinds of workouts actually now. Like, for the longest time, she really didn't do like hardcore like weightlifting, but now I think she does. She does like a mix of that with her cardio and then Pilates and all this other stuff. But Simply Manders is known for doing CrossFit. And she's like one of the best. and I'm gonna research on some CrossFit and do possibly CrossFit in the morning. And then, depending on if it's like storming really bad, is how I'll figure out my second workout, because that second workout. Bummer. Because if I do CrossFit in the morning, I don't know what I'll do in the afternoon, and I may just like do an at-home workout. See, now I'm thinking about it. I have no idea what I want to do for that second workout. If I do CrossFit in the morning, I have to look at the weather. And my weather app is not accurate because it told me it was going to rain today. And it has not rained at all yet, where I've been, any place. So I'm kind of confused. Where was the rain? Can I get a straw? Thank you, you too. Okay, if I was a Starbucks employee, I would love when people just come through and get water. Because, number one, if it's during peak, it's gonna help your times. Just saying. Let me put my handy dandy. I think I spilled some of my fruit punch. I'm not. I just put like 5 squirts. And I'm actually really hoping that this would stay on. And it is not. I'm gonna drink this. And I was just gonna save the ice for like tomorrow, but then I put it in the freezer, but it never really helps. So I'm gonna put a couple waters in the refrigerator and save like one of these cups. Just put ice cold water, even if it's not ice. It's just gonna be cold water. It'll be fun. And I can drink it in the morning. But yeah. So that's my little rant for the afternoon. I just did that workout, and then I'm gonna go home and research all this stuff, learn how to make eggs because it's one of my favorite meals is like eggs with like usually we have turkey bacon, but it's frozen because I didn't know like if when we would have it, and so I put it in the freezer because I wanted it to stay good. But hopefully it's in the fridge. But my favorite meal lately has been either like eggs with like the hash browns. Or like eggs and like white potatoes and cheesy rice. That's a lot of carbs. But I don't have like a lunch. So like I've been kind of miss like today I didn't have my oats because I had eggs and like I had eggs and cheesy rice and there was just like one potato. I had like that for like my lunch because I had breakfast. Well, I kind of had it for breakfast actually. Yeah, I had that for breakfast and my waffles, and I haven't had a snack since, like, that was my breakfast, and I haven't had a snack, so I have to load up, which is probably bad today, but I'm gonna start, like, eating, like, waking up early enough to have my breakfast, and then eat my, like, snack, have a snack before, like, I go to work, and then when I'm on my way home, possibly having like my lunch if I can before my workout. Usually I have a protein shake before, like after my workout, but today I just didn't feel like going back over there. So like my meal times, I don't really say breakfast, lunch, dinner to snack because like I don't have my lunch. Usually I have like my protein shake and I just have a snack other than that, and then I do lunch and dinner like all the same time, which is bad. But I'm getting my food in, I'm getting my macros in. I need to actually put those in, but for yesterday, because I didn't, I can't even remember what I had yesterday, but I need to do it for today because I sucked at today's, but I got some yogurt to kind of help out with like my meals because I do like kind of not eat. Like I'll work and forget to like have a rice cake or two or three on the way to the gym. And so I got yogurts to kind of supplement when I get home. Like it's the Too Good. I see Kalo Fit like always talking about it until I got some. I hope it's good. I think it is because she like raves about it. And so I got that to kind of supplement like my snacks because like I keep forgetting that I have rice cakes in my car that I need to eat. And I need to take those potatoes in, but I don't. and it's not the best. But yeah, I will have to get gas tomorrow morning. Or yeah, we'll have to get gas. I'm at 95. So, but I'm gonna go home if I can get in front of this landscaper. Let me just zoom on up. There we go. So, I'm gonna go home, learn how to cook eggs, eat some yogurt, possibly. I might just eat it all like in one setting. It's so bad, but it's what I have to do, probably. And research some CrossFit stuff, and then go to bed. Get ready for bed and go to bed. So tomorrow, I'll say it on the podcast because I've been pretty good about the last couple days. I think even yesterday, like I did a morning one. Did I do a night one? I don't even remember. But if I skip a day, I always do three in a row, at least now. I don't, and I haven't skipped a month. I've been constantly at least one a day. I think I'll have to look. But thank you, because this is very long. I started it like right when I like left, kind of. So, if you listen to this whole thing, thank you. But yeah, I'm gonna go learn how to make eggs and research CrossFit, eat supper, get ready for bed, and figure out if I'm doing my modified version of 75 hard. Because I really just, it's all on my For You page. It's haunting me. It's like, you did like 4 days. I don't even think I did 4 days. I think I did like one day fully. maybe? I don't even know. But we have to check the weather. So thank y'all for listening. Thank you for the support. This has helped keep me motivated. I'm gonna keep on doing it. Can't stop, won't stop. So, alright, thank y'all for listening. Have a wonderful night. I will talk with y'all in the morning. Yeah, bye.